So I'm not sure how it works in Shas when you need separate psukim and when you need when it's all one pasuk. What it comes down to is the question, when it says Sharei Yehu, is the pshat the positive? The Torah said, you only chayv in Sharei Yehu. Anything that's not Rei Yehu is male excluded. Or is it Sharei Yehu and there's some miyut for Hegdish? I don't know what the miyut is separately for Gai. I don't have two miyutim for one pasuk, but the separate miyutim, or they're all from one mashmois of Sharei Yehu. Now, Reb Reuven in Simon Hay writes this suffix. He doesn't go into it all over Shas. It got me thinking how it works. Reb Reuven writes in Simon Hay, this is his suffix. Sharei Yehu pshat, you need Rei Yehu. Anything not Rei Yehu is memelo. It's one drasha to exclude everything. Or, no. Sharei Yehu, there's one miyut for Gai. There's one miyut for Hegdish. Why, how you get the two miyutim, I'm not sure. There's separate miyutim. That's his suffix. So it got me thinking, how do you decide how it works? How do you decide when you say, if it's a pasuk, it's memayit one thing, and when do you say the pasuk is memayit, it excludes everything? It says, loisul b'shagis, so it says, you're not allowed to wear tzemero pishtin yachtav. So there's no miyut, one miyut for cotton, one miyut for silk, and one miyut. The Torah says Tzemeru Pishtin, everything else, Memela is excluded. So, V'naf Hashem Ashar, everything else should be Memela excluded. I have to come up with more Gzeres HaKosov. Anybody have some other Gzeres HaKosov? Where you have, I think by and large, Miyutim are specific. It's usually the Klal Prato Klal, which makes it, goes into a whole different set of rules. But How do you know when to exclude and when to include? I'm not sure.
Isn't it a
shor v'chamor? It's also including other animals. Kushar. And it's shor and not kushar. Shor v'chamor is also included. We have a rule. Shor v'chamor. Shor always includes all animals. You know, from Shabbos, when it says Shor, it includes all animals. But so I don't know what the rule is. I don't know what the rule is when you memayit everything else, and when you're it makes sense the way you're saying. It depends which way is the chiddush. What Reb Reuven wants it to wife is on the tzad that it's not separate dinim, that it's all one din. Chiddush is that you have to pay, so that's why Sharia is the mele mamayit everything. Because the given is that you're potter and you need a sibah to be mechayit. You're not answering Shavuot El Chol like hell. You're answering, you're explaining by Sharia. By Sharia. Shavuot El Adam, Chamar El Kel, you're not answering. Give the answer to Shavuot. But where do I know Yechayev? This is Gufa, the pasuk that's telling Yechayev. In the pasuk.
Once we're opening the Torah, we're now opening the Torah.
Is that true that bar? If there would be no parsha of bar, I wouldn't know bar. I would say everything else dark al chlahasik and bar is potter. It wouldn't say a parsha that bar is chayev. Every example I'm thinking of, one thing is memayit many. Like by shlichus, atem gam atem is the rabbi shlichus. So you say ma atem b'nei bris, ashlucham b'nei bris. Right? From the same atem, you could be a shliach l'mayit a katan, l'mayit a guy, l'mayit anybody that's not similar to Atem, but it's all one pasuk. I have to come up with cases where you have numerous psukim for different miyutim and try to see the klal. I'm not sure how the
Tomorrow
on that day, we'll start that
we've already said everything aside.
From Bar B'Chaminach, but not without Bar.
And that's why we need everything separate in order to be Maya.
It's true, but I'm talking about Bar itself. Is Bar. Without Bar, you couldn't learn everything else. You need Bar B'Chad Ninach. Without Bar, you can't do it. What Ravuni wants a two-wife, if we accept, which was more Mustafer, that Re'ehu is just one Niyat that's food everything. Everything is the same. It's not one Niyat for Hegdish or one Niyat for Gai. It's all one Din. That the Parsha of Mezikim is said to Re'ehu. It's said the Mazik of Re'ehu. It says that the Nizik has to be Re'ehu to be that you have to pay. Only a Nizik that's Re'ehu, nobody else. So he wants to answer the kasha we had in the beginning. How do you know by other Mazikim to exclude Gai? That's good by Karen. It says Shariyeu v'loy shal Gai. By Karen, we have a pasuk. But by Bar and Eish and Shein and Regal, how do you know? So Bishlam Hegdish, Taisus on Vava Medeis had Pesukim by Hegdish. But how do you know to be reminded every by Gai? So Reuven says that you can't separate Gai and Hegdish. It's all one. It's not Pshat, it's Dine Hegdish, Dine Gai. It's all one din. It's a din that you only chayav a Shareyehu. You only chayav a Reyehu. It's made everything. If you're going to extend that to include other things, Memeila is going to include everything else also. You can extend it to include other mazikim. So Memeila, it applies to Shogai also. Because it's all one limud. You're only chayiv if you master the yid. You're only chayiv if you cause the hefzit to Re'ehu. And that's it. What about other mazikim? Once you have a ribui for hegdish, the miyud, right? Once you have that hegdish, it doesn't get paid by other mazikim, Memeila it doesn't get paid by everything else. So that's the that's Reuven's life too. I don't know why, but last time we learned about Vakama in Sfara, I was thinking that Reuven is totally in yesterday's Reb Shimon. Last night I couldn't figure out why it should be Muchach that way. Reb Shimon yesterday said there are two ways to learn Shareyehu. Either it goes according to the Heftza of the thing that's genizik, or it goes according to the Mafsid, the person who's losing. Now, I understand Shareyehu tells you only if you Mafsid a Yid, everything else is Memeila excluded. You don't need to observe. That half is clear. He's telling you only if you Mafsid a Yid, nobody else, so then you don't need to observe him, like Reb Reuven says. If it's Mamayit, what we called yesterday Chetit Shel Hegdish, so then it's somehow more noted that you need two psukim. Because now already it's more of a Chiddish. Because even if you mafsid a Yid by doing damage to a Chetit Shel Gai, you're potter. So if you're going with your rule that if it's a Chiddish, that's not in Svara, you need separate Miyutim. So then Rav Shimon is saying that it's a Chefzah Shal Hegdish that were Mamayit, or a Chefzah Shal Gai that were Mamayit. That's a Chiddish. If I'm Mazik, a Gai's Chefetz, and it causes a Hefzah to a Yid, I'm Potter, so that's already a big Chiddish, so then I should need separate Psukim. It's the way, this time around above a comment, it was more noted that it should be totally Zavazah. I'm not sure if it's 100% Mokhruch. Moshe Rabbeinu would teach it this way, you know, it would be klar. But if it's Mokhruch, I'm not sure. So I don't know. I could take it or leave it to tie the two together. But anyway, that's Reb Reuven's clair. I would love to have, if someone could come up with a maramokim for clarkite and how the drushes work. One would mamayit a lot of things, one would mamayit one thing from a pasuk like Shah or Chamar. I don't know. The truth is, I had the same horror in the beginning of Merubah. The beginning of Meruba, the Gemara used three drushes to be Mamayit, Karka, Shtoris, and Avodim. Chad Lamute Karka, Chad Lamute Avodim, Chad Lamute Shtoris. There bothered me that Avodim is hookish for Shtoris, look Karka, the Tessa says. By the Tosis, also why you need separate miyutim there. I don't know. This is the kud. I don't have klar. Somebody could get a marmokim with a klarkite. Truth is that we just have to think of if we think up more drushes like Sharvalayadam from Rav Leikelim. If we had a few examples, then I think we could figure out the klal. But from the few examples that we have, it's hard to come up with a klal. Right, anyway, this is Rav Reuven's. On the Mishnah, this is his Ezek and the Kudu. Let's see the Gemara. Torah Rabbanim. Kol shechafti b'shmirah seich sharti es niskoi peitzad. Shor u'bor shemos l'cher shayte v'katn v'ziku chayim l'shalom ha'shen ken b'esh. Pella dike chidish. Pella. Shor u'bor, if you give to a katn, you chayim. Eish, if you give a katn, you pata. Chayim, there's no svar for it. And therefore the Gemara tries to figure out the case where it makes sense. Why, if you give an ish, if you would ask me, why would I rather you give a cotton? A fire? Or a shar? What would you rather give your son, Yossi? A torch or a shar? You give a kid a torch, it's all over, no? No? The Gemara says just the opposite. The Gemara says, if you give him a shar, yichahiv. If you give a cotton an ish, then you're potter. So we're going to have two pshat, then we have to understand each of the two pshat. Let's see. For my eskimen, ilayim of bishar kosher or bar mechusa. Now right away we have to know what's taich, a tied up shar, or a covered bar. So Taisa says, bishar kosher bar mechusa, pirish karoi. It means it's tied up properly. There's no chsar in yishmira. So back to the Gemara. Bishar kasher or bar mechusa. The kavsa gabi esh kachelas. So it can't mean a torch. You can't compare a torch to tied up shar. So as we told you, kachelas a hot coal. What's the similarity between a tied up shar and a hot coal? Similarity is that a hot coal by itself doesn't cause fire, and a shar is tied up by itself doesn't cause fire. So ma'ishna hacha, ma'ishna hachi. Should be potter in both cases. Ela bishar mutar ubar megula, an untied shar, an open bar. The kavsoga be eshal heves. That's compatible with a fire. You give a cotton, shenkech to pata. How can you be pata? Hamra eshlokish shrei the chizkiel. Hashem lo shemos like gechelas v'liva. If you give a cotton a gechelas, you pata. Shel heves chayiv. Don't bari ezeka. If you give a kid a shel heves, bari ezeka according to eshlokish. So gemara la'ilam bishar kosher. Okay, we're going to come now to the first chat. Shar kosher ubar mechusa. The kavasa gabi esh kechelas. So you give it to a cotton, you give him a shar kosher bar mechusa yachayiv. By esh, you give him a kechelas yopater. Go on that Reish Lakish. Kamer maishnach, maishnach, shar darkei lintuke, bar darkei linture, kechelas kamer deshavuk lama am yam yavazma. So what's the maskana here? You have a... What's the rule in things you give to a cotton? What's the rule? When you give something to a cotton, you're potter, and when you give something to a cotton, you're chayiv. So, what? If it's a good shmirah. We're talking about a shar kosher, which is a good shmirah. So why am I chayiv? Why am I chayiv? I have a shar that's tied up. It's a perfectly good shmira. Let's try the Gemara. Why am I chayiv? What? Not a good shmira. So Rashi and Tosfos have here two different shatim in the Gemara. Rashi says that a tied up shar eventually works its way out. So Rashi holds a tied up shar is not a shmir or karai, not like Tysus. But you have to understand Rashi. Rashi holds that a tied up shar is not good enough. The truth is, if you learn the Sechnis Bava Kama, you see, it never talks about tying up shvarim. It always talks about nol b'fanei karai. It always talks about locking it up. So Rashi, the Yeshua says, the Rashi holds, Shor Kosher is Taich, it's not Karoi, it's not the Besh Shmira, not like Taisus. Rashi holds that tying up a Shor is not the best way to deal with Shvarim. The way to deal with Shvarim is to lock him in a room, in a barn. So, Loi Rashi, it's not Karoi. And Bar Megula, and Bar Mechusa is also not Karoi. And Gecheles is also not Karoi. And by the other two, you're Potter, because the nature is they get worse. The Shor works its way loose. And Gecheles, by its nature, gets better. So therefore, by Gecheles, you're Potter, and Shor Yechayiv. According to Rashi, L'chayim has nothing to do with the cut. The cotton doesn't play much of a role here. The Chassan Rashi's pshat is, he doesn't explain why does it have to do with Masri L'kot. It's a revusa. It's a revusa, Rashi. Even though he gave it to cotton, it doesn't change it. Good. And the etzem din is a din that if you tie up a shor, you tie up your shor to the lamppost outside, and you go into a store, and the shor works its way loose, yechayiv, because the shor is darker than tukeh. If you leave a gacheles on the side, and the cotton comes in his ma'amya, and he makes it to bed, you're potter, because a gacheles by itself is safe.
Wasn't
Yeshua saying Shan Rashi that it's correct a certain amount of time, and then Shad and Gimel cotton to check that time?
Yeshua
says that over time it works its way,
so I understood that he's giving over the cotton over here, that he's giving over the cotton, the checking of the time to see if it's correct.
So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that a cotton shmira is not good?
The chiddush is that the cotton shmira, that makes sure it's full karoi, is not good.
Okay. So it's the same thing that was saying, that the cotton part is the chiddush in the cotton. But if there would be no cotton, it would be the same thing. If I would leave it for this amount of time, it's not given 2K. Okay, maybe my example of someone going to a store is not a good example. I don't know how much time you need in 2K. Whatever amount of time you need. So Rashi learns that the chiddush here, a cotton doesn't make it worse. A cotton doesn't make it better. A cotton in both directions is the same thing. The cotton is the same thing in both directions. So that's the din of the according to Rashi. That's what the Chayra comes out. And what about bar? Bar is a little. So what do we have to understand? That bar, he put a cover on the bar, but it's not 100% karoy. It's dark. What's the lashon? Darkay le ture, whatever the lashon is. Far darkay le ture. So it means it's not a perfect cover on the bar. It's a darkay le ture dicker cover. And it's not 100% karoi. That's what it seems to me. Eventually, people, just like a shor, dakel and tuke, the bar mechus is dakel and tuke. So again, the cotton, the chiddush is the cotton doesn't help, but the cotton doesn't make it worse either.
If the difference of Aish is that Aish is not is karoi and other two are not karoi, and how is Aish on the same level as these two?
So it seems that at this moment they're exactly the same. The difference is the other ones get worse with time, and this one gets better with time. But the chalas with time cools, and the shar with time gets worse. So we're saying, even though at the moment I'm giving it to the chereshay to the cotton, they're all the same. But they're all the same. But I hope you can. It's. One is chayiv, one is potter, because one gets worse.
Rashi doesn't have a chiddush on the very fit of the cotton. Rashi says, Afilu yitira cheresh chayiv bal asher.
Afilu yitira cheresh chayiv bal asher. Why?
So chayiv is making it worse. There is a chiddush in it. Not only does it not make it, not only my chayiv anyways because of my shloi karoi, I'm chayiv even if the cheresh itself opened it up.
That's what Yeshua says this, I believe. Yeshua says that the chiddush here is a bigger chiddush. It's a chiddush that even at the end, it ended up happening because of the cotton, which again Rashi Shita is, the cotton doesn't make it worse. So, l'chayram and oinis, it ended up happening not because of Dakel and Turei, but because of my oinus. Afal pi kein, since I'm tchilasei b'pshia, since I had no right to leave it there. So therefore, even if it's seifer b'oinus, the cotton untied it, I'm chayiv. All with Rashi Shita, that a cotton doesn't make it worse. Giving things to a cotton to watch doesn't make things worse, doesn't make things better. It's like a cotton is a power of a thing. It doesn't help, it doesn't make it worse. So the Yeshua says that the Hava Amina is that a cotton's shmira is good enough for Tchilasei B'Pshiyah, but Sefer Ba'inus, he says no. It's still called Tchilasei B'Pshiyah. This is what it says in Yeshua in Rashi. So this, of course, is going to bring us in to tomorrow. We'll get into the discussion of Tchilasei B'Pshiyah and Sefer Ba'inus, which seems to come up in all of the Nezikim Masechtos and Shas. All the Nezikim Masechtos, at least in Yeshiva, the concept of Tchilasei B'Pshiyah and Sefer Ba'inus, which we'll get into probably tomorrow. Tosfos learns very different. Tosfos learns that a cotton makes it worse. If you look in Tosfos, then Tosfos Shita is Shar Kosher is Karai, and Bar Mechusa is Karai. Tosfos holds that tying up a Shar is good, and covering a Bar is good. So Tosfos, so what's the case? So Tosfos Shar the Bar Masl Shar Avid Lintuke. In the beginning he brings Rashi, and at the end he brings his Shita. Really tying it up is perfectly good. What does that mean? That a cherish likes to play with animals and does not like to play with hot coals. Cherish likes to open virus. He doesn't play with hot coals. I guess he gets burned. Yeah. So that's what Tosfos learns. So Tosfos learns that it's totally different sugya like Tosfos, like Rashi. Like Tosfos is a sugya of giving it to a cherish. You're irresponsible. You don't give things to cherish at makat. You don't give things to ketanim. The avera here, the avera, it says the chiyuv is that you gave it to a cut. According to Rashi, has nothing to do with that. The chsaron is that you did shmir shalei karoi. Even though he gave it to a cotton, it's still a shmir shek shalei karai, it's chilasei b'pshiyah. If the cotton causes hezek, it's seifer ba'inus. These are the two totally different ways to learn up the Gemara.
What does this do with the getting better and getting worse, the Gemara ends up with? I think there's no shayt, it's just pshat. You can't get that the cotton is better and. So it's not
I hear, but Tosfos does incorporate it. Look in Tosfos Lashon. Aval gecheres lagar kol kach dein darkei lulbeis kecheles kavish darkei tukashon tori shari the kavod yishav lacheres mami amavi avazel. Sounds like
let's do what they play with, they don't.
But Tosfos seems to be saying that the window of opportunity to play with a kecheles is smaller because it's getting, as time goes on, it's getting cooler. So the window of opportunity for him to make it into a mazik is smaller, and the opportunity to do a shar is longer. It sounds like from Lashon Tosfos. Okay, this is all if you give a gachelas. If you give a shalheves to a cotton, that, Rish Lakish says, there's no machlekes. Rish Lakish says, there's no shayla. If you give a shalheves to a cotton, yichayev. Tomorrow we'll have Rabbi Yechanan, who argues in the next line of the Gemara, this is one of those few places in Shas that we pass in like Rish Lakish against Rabbi Yechanan. So we're going to deal with Rish Lakish. And we pass in that if you give a shalheves to a cotton, that's different than giving a gacheles to a cotton. So if you give a gacheles to a cotton and the cotton burns down a house with the gacheles, you're potter. If you give a shalheves to a cotton and the cotton burns down a house with a shalheves, then the person who gave it is chayiv. What's the difference? What's the difference according to Rish Lakish? Huh? It's shalheves is more bari hezeka. So he holds, Rish Lakish holds, that's more of a bari. If you give a child fire, you can be sure. You give a child a torch, you can be sure something's going to happen. Give a child a coal, nothing's going
to
happen.
He has to do something to it.
That's a shar. Shall have this as a shar mutar, and a shar mutar yechayiv. If you give a cotton a shar mutar or a shal heves that's burning, yechayiv. Yechayiv al tzmat. If I give a shar, a cotton, a torch, what am I chayiv? I give a cotton a torch, chas v'shalom. Someone gives a cotton a torch. The cotton goes and he burns down half the camp. Or else they have torches. So a person gave it to him is chayiv. Chayiv al tzwat. Chayiv al tzwat. What is he? Which mazik is he? Is the mazik called cotton? What mazik is he? Someone takes a torch and he gives it to a cotton. And the cotton goes, he runs around playing in the field and he makes a fire. Huh? So what chayiv is it? What chayiv is it? Huh?
It's like putting
an ash
down
or resale. It's going to spread. Yeah. It's ash. You're saying it's Adam. It's either Adam or ash. Those are two possibilities. Okay. My two possibilities. Either it's ash. It's an ash. I put down an ash. What happens? I put down an ash in my backyard or where Ruch Mitzuyah could blow it, or I give it to a cotton. The cotton is also Ruch Mitzuyah. So I give it to a cotton. Put it down in the backyard. It's all the same. It's Eish. The Eish was Mazik. A cotton with a Shalhevis is Mitzuyah. Yeah, that's a Rechonol. That's a Rish Lakish. It's a Rech Mitzuyah that a cotton is going to make a fire if you give him a Shalhevis. Yeah, I'm saying when I gave it to him, well, Rech Mitzuyah means I put it in the place where it's Mitzuyah that the Hezek is going to have. If you say it's Adam, how is the Hezek explanation of Adam? The Adam is, I guess you have to say garmi of Adam. So garmi. What garmi? We say garmi is if it's bari hazeka, it's for sure going to happen. Nothing's 1,000% for sure, but it means it's reasonably for sure. So the other way to understand is when I give, when someone gives a torch to a cotton, it's an Adam that's mazik through garmi, through causing something to happen indirectly. What's a nafkamim if it's esh or garmi? The easiest nafkamin is Talmud, right? Eish is potter on Talmud, and other garmi is chayav on Talmud.
Yeah.
So in the same respect, it won't work out. What? Eish is only potter on Talmud if it goes out of its boundary. Eish is only potter on Talmud if it goes out of its behind. It's always out of its boundary. You gave it to a cotton. Well, if you're looking at it that way, then it's other. That's what you're going to say.
Either way, it's not going to be nafkamina.
Either way, well, when you're saying Tom's nafkamina, it's because it's really Adam. When Eish burns and the place is put down, that's Adam. That's why it's Chayav on Tom. Tzais, in Simin Shin Pei Vav, Sukkot and Gimel, is Dan from Dinam of Garmi. And he's done if garmi of a garmi is chayiv. If you're gairim of a gairim, if it's chayiv. We find certain halachis, even where a gairim is chayiv, a gairim of a gairim is potter. What about if you can come up with a case of gairim to gairim by mazik? What's the din? So he brings a balatrumis who says that Goyim to Goyim is Potter. And the Lashon of the Balatrumis is Hilkach Hashaleach bi'ira bi'ad cherishah devakad v'sarfu shtaris Potter. Sarfu shtaris. If you have a shtar, someone owes you money, and I burn your shtar, that's garmi. Assuming it's a person that won't pay you unless you have a shtar. Let's say you have a shtar and someone owes you money. You need that shtar to be tevaya, and I destroy the shtar. It's bari hazeka. Then I'm a garmi and I'm chayiv. So the balatrumis, if I give a fire to a chereshite of a cotton, and the chereshite of a cotton go, and they burn shtaris with the fire, then that's a garmi of a garmi, and therefore I'm potter. The Ktsois is matmiya on the Balachumas. He says, what garmi? It's a regular case of Eish. It's a regular case of Eish. I set a fire and the fire destroys Shvaris. It's not garmi. It's a regular case of Eish. And it's a Shalheves. It's not a Gacheles. A Gacheles, maybe it's garmi. But Shalheves is a regular case of Eish. And Mimela, I'm Chayiv. Chayiv al Tzeish. Now it's garmi. What did I argue? So the Tabas HaChayishin is Masber, but it's still a special shot in the Machlaikis. If I put down an Eish and it spreads, so everybody agrees that it's a that it's Eish. The question is, when Safsa the Cherish Kogarim, when the Cherish out of a cotton is Goyrim, whatever happens, the question is that a regular case of Eish? Is that a Rach Metzuyah? Or do we look at a Cherish out of a cotton as some new, it's a new person, the person who's part of it, but it's a person. And therefore, it's not Eish anymore, it's only Garmin. He says that that's the Machlaikis. When I put down an Eish and it stops the Cherish Kogarim, whether that's something that's a Machayim. So I'll call upon him, it seems to be a Machlaikis Ktsais and a Balachumis. If this is Eish or Garmi, the Balachumis holds as Garmi of Adam and Mazik, and Ktsais argues, you hold this Mamish a case of Eish. If you put down an Eish in the hands of a Cherish Shaitim Kadim, it's Eish Mamish. And the Chayra, that comes out to be two ways to learn this sugya. If you learn that it's Eish, you learn it's Garmi. Could you learn it's both? Well, it's both, maybe, no? Can be both.
Oh,
there's Balachumis holds it's Garmi and not Eish. Yeah. Size could be made, maybe it's both. Chayra, I'll say. The Chumis of both, maybe. Why isn't every Eish Garmi? Every Eish. Why isn't every Eish Garmi? Huh? Every time I set a fire in my backyard, I make a barbecue and it spreads, why isn't every Eish Garmi?
That's Eish,
what?
That's a Eish. What is Eish then?
Yeah. First of all, the stipler has a piece. The stipler is this kasha. That why is Eish Potter on Tamun? Every Eish is Garmi. What is Eish? I set a fire in a way that Ba'ifim Mitsuya, Baruch Mitsuya, it spread. So every Eish should really be Garmi. It's the stipler's kasha. What Shimshi is saying is what I would have thought to answer. I agree. I would say, you're right, you love this, Eish is Garmi. And the Rabbi Shalom knew that when he gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. He told him a parasha of Eish, and Moshe Rabbeinu said it's Garmi, and the Rabbi Shalom said, yeah, but this is a separate parasha. This type of Garmi is called Eish. And it says Patra and Tamun. That's what I would think.
It's not for sure.
Why?
It's different. When you're saying Garmi, you're saying no chance is probably going to happen. If a Ruach Metzuyah comes in this case, then it's going to happen. But if that Ruach Metzuyah doesn't come, it's not for sure going to happen. No, it's a 50-50 chance. If
a
Ruach Metzuyah comes, then you're
going to
have
an Eish. If it's 50-50, then you're right. If it's not, you mean saying is, then it's not really Bari Ezeka, and therefore it's not going to, it's not, the question is, what's the threshold of Bari Ezeka? Is Matzah enough of a threshold, or is not enough of a threshold? What the stipler does, the stipler goes through the five shittas of Garmi. I told you once that there are numerous shittas that are shown in what the Gedarim of Garmi is. And the stipler shows that Eish, in other words, he really says a handful of Terutzin, not one Teretz, he says four or five Terutzin. He says Eish doesn't fit to be Garmi, each Mandiyomar l'shitasai. The shita, the Rambam shita was Garmi has to be Kavanah Selahazit. So Eish is not Kavanah Selahazik. The Shita of the Rosh is that it has to happen right away. Eish doesn't happen right away. Even the Shita that I always talk about, that we paskin like, We pask in Garmi, we and in the Ramah pask as Garmi needs Bari Hezeka, and the Imazik Biadayim, that the Hezek happens to the thing Hanizik. We're doing something for the thing that's Nizik. Example the Ramban goes on is if something is falling from the 10th floor onto a mattress, and it won't break. You pull away a mattress, the Ramban said that that's not Garmi. You have to do a Mahezik to the thing that's Gnizik. So Stapler says like to Ramban, it's also good. Because by Aish, you're not doing anything to the thing that's Gnizik. You're doing, you're putting Aish in your backyard and then it's spreading, the Rachman Tzuyah is doing it. According to the Shach Shita is that Garmi is a Tekana D'Rabbanan, only in specific cases, and Tzicha Aish is not Garmi. So basically, he goes through all the cases to show it's not Garmi. But in Lumdis, the Stipler seems to hold that Aish is Garmi. That every Aish is really Garmi. Which B'negel and Nidan Didan would turn out, L'chaira, that we have the Baal Truma says it's Garmi, but not Aish. The Tzais time is it's Aish. L'chaira, it should be Aish and Garmi. Oh, if the conditions of Garmi apply when you give it to a cotton, then it would be Garmi. If they don't apply, then they don't apply. But the L'chaira, it's both when you give it to a cotton. Now, this is probably the uptight of Shalheva. So we can look at it as Garmi, we can look at it as Eish. It's definitely Bari Hezeka. And since it's considered Bari Hezeka, that's why Shalheva says Chayiv, Gachela says Pater, because Gachela says not Bari Hezeka, it's Ma'am Yami of Azla, and therefore it's Pater. That's basically the Sugya of the Gemara that Reish Lakish. Now, the Machne Ephraim is a Machne Ephraim that we spoke at once before. We spoke about the Iker for the first Chiddush. Second Chiddush, I think, is the more I see it, the more it's a very big Chiddush. By during the Machne Ephraim, the Hilchos Nisus came on, and are you Zion? Simon Zion, however he calls it. And you remember the case. The case was that Reuven told Shimon, take this keli of mine and break it up for me. He pretended that it's his keli, and he said, take it for me and break it into pieces. So Shimon went, he broke it into pieces. And the joke was that it wasn't Reuven's. Reuven said, pretended it was his. He says, I need it broken into pieces. And Shimon broke it. It really belonged to Levi. So the shaila is, what the din is about paying for this broken keli. Okay, again, Reuven told Shimon, break the keli. Shimon physically broke it. And it's Levi's keli. So we spoke out then, by Adam Udla Eilam, that if you're an Einis Gomor, you're Potter. And the Machne Ephraim says Shimon is an honest gomor, assuming under the circumstances were such that Shimon had every right to believe it's Reuven's thing, then you're potter. That's the part of the Machne Ephraim that was the Geata, so we talked about other Mudlaim. What about Reuven? Is Reuven Chayiv? Reuven told Shimon break it. Is Reuven chayiv? So pashtus, what's it in? If you tell someone to be mazik a third person, what's it in? Huh? You tell someone to be mazik someone else, what's it in? Oh, that's the kashtus. But pashtus, eishlech adarbe. That's the kashtus. If I tell someone, I tell somebody, go and slash this guy's tires, so pashit, eishlech advar aveira, pashtus on pater. Right? The pashtus of eishlech advar aveira is that on pater. The Machne Ephraim is mechadesh, mahalach, that in a case where it's bari hazeka, well, when you tell someone to do it, under the circumstances, he's for sure going to do it, that maybe that should be Garmi. That should be what we're talking about. It's Garmi. It's a Rosh Mitzvah, he's going to do it, right? What? So when do I advertise? If I tell someone I don't like flowing eagle slashes tires, so it's not valid, he's going to do it, because Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishnah, right? So I tell someone to do an Aveira, he's not going to do it. But if I tell somebody I need this thing broken up for me, please break it up for me, I know he's going to do it. Someone comes into my dorm room and there's a soda on my desk. I tell him, drink the soda. It's really not my soda, it's someone else's soda. So it's Bari Azeka, no? I'm certainly going to drink the soda. So, Nachna Frayim wants to say, well, this seems to be a big chiddush, and Halacha L'maaseh, I think it will come up very often, that if you set someone up to be mazik, what? That's certainly Gami. Okay, that is Gami. That's what he's saying. He's saying is that it's a like Maradim Shulchan. If Shulchan tells you it's good, so that's Gami Yechayim. So any time you set something up in a way, what would be if you hire some mafia guys to burn down someone's house? Say Shliach L'Goy. If they're professionals who do it all the time, should be chayiv. Just as the Machna Frank says so, he says by Moser, you take a Moser who's a professional Moser, he's always Moser other people's money to the government, and you show him someone's money to be Moser, he says if it's Bari Azeka, then it's Gami. If it's for sure he's going to do it, he does it all the time, then it's Gami. And you're chayiv.
Chayiv al gamir b'dor ba'almas.
Could you be chayiv al garmi with mazika b'dor ba'almas? What does the Gemara say by... By mara l'moser, yes, you could be. Maybe it's because of mara, you're revealing something to him. Maybe it's because the bottom is tight, I'm not sure. But at any rate, but the Nakuda is a Chiddush Tikkun Nakuda. If you set something up in a way that the Hezek is going to happen, and I say Bari, it doesn't mean 1,000%, it means Bederach Vaisim Mesuyan, the normal way, then Yechayiv. He brings the Machna Frayim buys this on a Ritva. The Ritva says, that the case of Shalech B'ira B'yadcheir Shaita V'katan is all talking if you give it to the katan to hold on to. Tell the katan, watch it. If you give it to a katan and you tell the katan, go burn down my neighbor's house, the Ritva says, then Yechayev, for sure. That's not a machlekes of Yechayev Shlokish. Yechayev Shlokish wouldn't argue. If you tell the katan, go burn down the neighbor's house, then you're zecher chayiv. That's what Ritva says. Our Gemara is talking the way we learned the Gemara Pashit. You give it to a cotton, you're hoping, is he going to watch it? So we have a question. If you get it to a cotton to watch, a cotton is not a bar shmir. It's up to Ritva. Ritva's above Metzia. Ritva says, if you give it to him, tell him, go burn down someone's house, then you're zecher chayiv. Zot and the Tosis above Metzia says the opposite. Place says, even if you tell him to burn down the house, it's telling the machlekes of Yechem Rish Lakish. Yechem Rish Lakish are talking even when you tell him to burn down the house. Zot de Machna Frayim. If it's Bari Azeka, you should say to be chayiv. It's all Gami. It's all part of a person. What should be if you tell a cotton, if you give a cotton a torch, you tell him to burn down the neighbor's house, that's Bari Azeka. Some it depends how old the cotton is, no? No? Depends how smart the cotton is, how old he is. So Machna Frayim says that. Machna Frayim says the Ritva and Taisvis have a machlaikis. Ritva says if you tell him to burn down the house, that's Bari Azeki Yechayiv. Taisvis says if you tell him burn down the house, that's Asugya. The same thing as Asugya. Yechem Rish Lakish. Could be he says they don't argue. It depends on the age of the cotton. Ritva is talking about a cotton who's a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old. You tell him, take the torch and burn down the house, he goes and burns down the house. Tysus is talking about an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old. 11-year-old, 12-year-old, come burn on someone's house. Nothing can go burn on someone's house. So there, it's our sugya. It's whatever the dinim are of giving the shalevis to a cotton to watch. But the nekuda, the Machne Ephraim holds, is emes, that if you set up circumstances where it's going to be a bari hezeka, where something is for sure going to happen, that then it's a... you set up circumstances where it's bari hezeka, where for sure it's going to happen. Yechayiv al garmi, it's an adam amazik of garmi, and yechayiv. A garmi is part of garmi to garmi, but at the regular case, yechayiv. Which means, in halacha l'maisa, means a tremendous... I don't know, I wonder if the... It means that in many of the cases where people are mazik through a shliach or through somebody that they pay to cause the hezek, if it's a circumstance where you know for sure they're going to do it, that that you'd be chayiv. This comes out from the Machne Ephraim, the Machne Ephraim based here on this on the Ritva and Taisus by Moser Shalheves Shalti Bekat. Ritva is talking about Shalheves Leivish Lakish. So Shalheves Leivish Lakish. No, 1 second. He has to say. I'm sorry. Take it back. He's talking about Reish Lakish with Pater. He's talking about Kacheles like Reish Lakish. Shalheves like Rabbi Yechon. Suddenly, we normally be Pater, and the Ritva says if you tell him to burn down the next door house, then you're chayiv. So he has to be going on a case of right of Kacheles. But that's the Ritva's chiddush. He brings his Gemara in Kiddushin, his second parak, which is beferish like Tosis, not like the Ritva. She asks from, but either way, the bottom line is this the kuda that it's bari hezek yechayiv, and therefore the Ritva, the Machne Ephraim wants to be mechayiv Reuven, who told Shimon to break up the keli, that Reuven, Shimon is part out and that Reuven is chayiv. This is the chiddush of the Machne Ephraim. Okay, what the Gemara now goes to Rav Yechanan. What's Rav Yechanan shita? Just see it inside. Rav Yechon is gazetzaing the case, the Bryce in a different case. Rav Yechon damar afilu masal shalheves nami pater the kavasahach of bishar mutar bar magula. So we're talking here about a shar mutar bar magula yechayev. That's easy. You give a cotton a shar mutar bar magula, that's certainly not a good shmira. So why by a shar yepater by shalheves maishnahach and maishnahasam hasam tzafsa the cherish begarim hachol the tzafsa the cherish begarim. So Rav Yechon holds that what? That Tzafsa the Cherish does what? Tzafsa the Cherish, if I put an Eish in the hands of a Cherish, that's Garim Hezek. A Stam Ashar Mutter, it's not Tzafsa the Cherish Gagarim, that's what it means. So by a regular Shar has nothing to do with the Cherish, some kind of, it's like a regular Shar Mutter. By a shalheves, the shalheves by itself wouldn't spread. It's only the cotton that made it spread. So cotton pigiyas on ra, memei lam potter. What's Rabbi Yechon going to do with our kinder that it's a garmi? What's Rabbi Yechon going to do with our kinder? We learned from Reish Lakish that if you give a cotton shalheves, it's garmi and yechayiv. What's eish and yechayiv either way? What's Rabbi Yechon going to answer to that? How's Rabbi Yechon going to answer that? No, so what's the machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlakish really? Okay, so we'll have to figure out Rabbi Yechon tomorrow. And the union of Chilasai, the Pshir, the Saifai, Ba'ayin, the Sinis Hashem, will lead to tomorrow.